Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
And welcome back. What classic comedy. Welcome back to the Lisa Dent Show. This is Paul Lisnick in for Lisa today. Now, if you are a fan of the Marx Brothers or Groucho Marx, you think you just heard Groucho Marx do one of his sort of classic numbers, classic routines. You kind of did, except it wasn't Groucho Marx. It was an actor who has portrayed Groucho Marx for so long. He knew Groucho and very close with the Marx family. And now he's been touring the country with his show, a one-man show on Groucho Marx. I've seen the show a couple of times. It's coming back to Chicago on January 13th up at the Metropolis Theater. And I said, oh, please join me. We got to talk a little bit about it. So he did. Frank Ferrante, the great talent, Frank Ferrante. Hey, Frank.
Oh, Paul, thank you. What a great intro. I'm very grateful.
Well, it's such an amazing show. Look, a lot of people here got to know you when you were doing a cabaret show. Your great characters. You played Caesar and Forte. And yeah, for years, you did this phenomenal work and brought the house down with your great comedy. But your passion, really, when it comes to Groucho Marx, we're in your world of passion, aren't we?
Well, yeah. Well, it's something that has moved me and made me laugh since I was 10. And you're a big fan, so you get it. Once you get the bug from these guys, it stays with you. But it's just, to me, it was so intoxicating, the humor. They were so wild that I got hooked early on. And so my performances within that role in various vehicles, whether it's my one man show or their shows like The Coconuts and Animal Crackers, which were big Broadway musicals, as you know, it's a delight. And the humor is so fast and furious, and there's so much improv that's connected to it that it's really still a joy to do. And to hear it's big laugh comedy that Groucho does, and I get to do because I do Groucho. It's informed everything else I do. I can do those cabaret shows like I did. And, you know, I'm so lucky to have been in Chicago. I did 10 straight months recently, as you know, and I spent half of 2023 in Chicago. And the audiences are great, and Chicago is a big city for the Marx Brothers. They play there all the time.
Yeah, they're at the Chicago Theater, for one place. I want to ask you, so you have been touring the whole country, East Coast, West Coast, you're everywhere with the Groucho Show, and I'm sort of curious, are audiences the same? I mean, is it more about an age thing of who remembers the Marx Brothers? Because every time I've seen that show, there's also young people in the audience. I don't know if they know Groucho, but they love it. Are audiences the same wherever you go, or is it tied to some other factor, like experience with the Marx Brothers?
You know, it's such a great question, and I for me, it doesn't change. If I'm in Australia or if I'm in New York or in Paducah, the laughs, Paul, are the same place, which to me is remarkable. And you can like set your watch by it. Who does that? I mean, you can set a clock by it. No one has clocks or watches anymore.
No, that's right.
But you know what I mean. So that's the beauty of it. So. And a lot of people aren't familiar with him because, you know, he was doing some of his best work 100 years ago. So in a way, it's a period piece. And my job is to keep it, you know, in front of people. My passion, my mission is. But to get to your question, you know, I'll play to an audience. Maybe 90% of the audience is not fully aware, or there'll be kids out there and they're still laughing. And so a lot of it has to do, I think, with, as you said, my passion, and also the improv component, you and I have talked about the power of improv and ad-libbing. That, you know, everyone's getting you're getting a different show every time. And people love that. And I love looking out in the audience, and there'll be a 10-year-old kid out there, and his eyes are just absolutely bugged out. He can't believe someone's been given license to behave so badly. So which is what Groucho is breaking all the rules, which I love about
that. He would take things right to the limit. So I know you were on with Steve Dale yesterday, and I always listen in, but of course, as you know, Steve and I are very good friends, and he falls asleep during the interview, so he may have missed some of your answers. And so I wanted to be sure, because I'm sure Steve is listening, I want him to be sure that he gets the answers to the questions he may have dozed off during. That's common about Steve, not you.
I'll keep it monosyllabic then.
I love it. And I have a feeling I'm going to get a text in just a moment. But anyway, so first of all, you're at the Metropolis Theater. So that's different because you've been in different venues. So talk to me about where. I know it's January 13th, but I've been looking at the ticket thing. Man, the thing is selling. It may not be totally sold out, Frank, but you're close.
We're close. I think we're about a dozen tickets away, Paul. And part of it is because of this relationship I have with the city and with people like you who get it and support the arts. The audiences people want to laugh, and we, you know, coming off of a pandemic, people are still slowly coming back, it seems like, and they're showing up. But the Metropolis, this will be the fourth time I played the Metropolis since 2002. We're just about packed. My brother, I have a lot of family connection to Chicago. My brother and his family, his wife, live in Arlington Heights.
Not to mention your kids.
Place to stay. And my kids are both in Chicago. My daughter will be at the show, and she's doing stand-up in town. And you were so nice to come out and support her on one of her early efforts here as she develops. But the Metropolis is great. And I can't believe, you know, I'll be honest with you, you're always worried as a performer whether something's going to sell or not. That's the way, because we live or die by ticket sales. So to see a month out that we were just about sold out really speaks to the city. And I think the work I've been doing for the last, it's been a few years, but really since, I say, you know, it's been many more than that, more than 20 years working on and off.
Well, it's been your career.
I played most of the suburbs, you know, Paul, and around Chicago and Chicago proper.
By the way, I thought your daughter was so good, Lucy Ferrante. And can I just quote the one, you know, the one thing she said that cracked me up. I actually used it online yesterday with one of my guests, and I just use it. So without, I hope you're okay with this, but she got up and one of her opening lines was, "Hi, my dad was a circus clown," which you were, right? And years ago,
yes.
My dad was a circus clown and my mother's divorced. That line just floored me, and I shared it. Mike Toomey was on with me yesterday, and he just bust out laughing with that. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's a great line.
It is great. Well, she distilled her childhood and now her early adulthood in just a few words. And it was one of those jokes for me, Paul, where it's like I laughed, and of course I felt the sword right in my side.
But isn't that what humor's all? That's Groucho humor.
It's totally Groucho humor. And I have to say, she sent me a little audio, just a 10-second audio of an improv, an ad-lib she did during one of her sets. She was getting big laughs, and then she used one of my lines, which I probably stole from Don Rickles, which is like, when someone starts to heckle you, I would go, I work alone. I could do that as Groucho. I could do it as Caesar. I work alone. So my daughter, this guy started going off, some guy in the audience, some dullard, and my daughter just stopped him with, "I work alone," and they went crazy. So my daughter, in a way, is modern, but she's grown up, you know, surrounded by people of my era, and of course, the era of all the comedians that you and I love, from, you know, Rickles and Newhart and Jack Benny and Groucho and all of them.
And you.
And
you bring that humor back, and it's so needed, as you said today. The website is metropolisarts.com, metropolisarts.com. January 13th, we're talking now because, as you said, there's only like a dozen tickets left. If you've never seen Frank Ferrante do this one-man show on Groucho Marx, you don't know what you're missing. It's a great way to bring in the new year, and you need to see it. And my friend, I can't wait that you're coming back to Chicago. I hope to see you when you're here. And break legs, as we and Groucho and everybody used to say.
Paul.
Love you, too. Thank you, Frank. And I'm sure Steve is listening. Thank you for answering the questions he meant to ask you.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.